Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 28th. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. Today will be hot with a high of 93 degrees and a low of 74. Look for a chance of thunderstorms. In our top story, the CDC came out with new mask guidelines Tuesday that reverses its previous guidance. The CDC is now recommending that masks should be worn in public indoor spaces in areas with high transmission. The guidance applies to people who have and have not been vaccinated. The CDC also is recommending universal masking for teachers and students at schools regardless of vaccination status. North Carolina officials have not said what this will mean here, and just last week, the governor issued his own set of recommendations that are less strict. The governor has called a press conference Thursday to address the issue. In Durham, Smart Wires, a power technology startup from San Francisco, is moving its headquarters to Durham and bringing 250 jobs to the city. The decision comes after the company was approved for over $2.8 million in incentives over the next 12 years. The company chose Durham over Austin, Texas. The company's technology helps utility companies more efficiently allocate their energy supply. The new jobs will have an average wage of $118,000. In government, North Carolina's outgoing head of public safety is headed to Washington to join the Biden administration. Eric Hooks, Secretary of the Department of Public Safety, was nominated by President Joe Biden to be the Deputy Administrator for FEMA, the number two role in the agency. The position is subject to Senate confirmation. Hooks also has been North Carolina's Homeland Security Advisor since January 2017. He announced his retirement effective August 1. In Raleigh, a key link in the city's greenway system that was severed by erosion nearly 3 years ago will soon reopen in August. Crabtree Creek Trail was closed near Capitol Boulevard in late 2018 after repeated flooding on the creek damaged a wooden boardwalk. Restoring the connection means cyclists, walkers and runners will again be able to take the trail across Raleigh, from west of Crabtree Valley Mall to the Neuse River Trail. And finally, if you see people wandering around downtown Raleigh dressed in costumes or as superheroes this weekend, there's a reason. It's time for GalaxyCon, a convention that celebrates fans, comic book characters, and pop culture. Several celebrities are scheduled to attend for panels and autographs. Check out our story for details. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.